Hello, this is Blessing from globalfoodbook.com. I hope you're doing very well. On today's edition of Health and Food Bloggers podcast, I would like to share an important information with you about Ogbono. But before I proceed, I want you to answer this quick question for me. What is your favorite soup? Ask me mine and I'll gladly shout Ogbono soup, Ogbono soup, Ogbono soup. Each time I eat Ogbono soup reminds me to concur to an interesting story my dear mother told me about my passion for this delectable soup. My mom told me that right from when I was a year old baby, I usually enjoyed and looked forward to eating this delectable soup. By the time I got to 2 years old, I wouldn't let anyone else at all, nobody, feed me this soup, as I already had a unique way of eating it. At that tender age, I would take small portions of either fufu, eba, or pounded yam with the Ogbono soup. Then first of all, pass it around my head twice or thrice before finally popping it into my mouth. Sounds funny, isn't it? If you are acquainted with Ogbono soup, then you will agree with me that one distinguishing feature of this soup is that it draws quite a lot. So mom believed that my main reason for first passing the soup around my head before eating it is to stop the Ogbono soup from being so drawy. But I suppose I could have been in a better position to explain to people my motives behind eating Ogbono soup in this manner, if only I knew what I was doing then. According to my mom, the funniest part of it all is that I never allowed anyone to feed me the soup because I find pleasure in executing this task. So you can understand where I'm coming from when I mentioned earlier on that my favorite soup is Ogbono soup. Well, you can say that my passion for this soup did not just start overnight. This has been from the onset of my journey on this planet Earth. Kudos to my sweet mama for sharing this thrilling story with me because it kind of made me love this soup the more. Interestingly, I've grown to find out that apart from being a delicious soup condiment, that Ogbono seeds and other parts of the tree are useful for several remarkable benefits. Well, if you haven't heard, seen or eaten Ogbono before, this audio post is just here to shed light on some important features, extraction methods, nutritional values, medicinal and several other benefits of this awesome fruit. So what is Ogbono? Ogbono is botanically known as Avengia gabonensis and highly demanded for its wide benefit. Ogbono is a species of African tree that belongs to the genus Avengia. The high demand for Ogbono is due to its high socioeconomic, nutritional, and medicinal values. Different parts of the world have different names for Avengia gabonensis. For example, it is known as Ugili Ogbono or Ogbono by the Igbo people, Biri Goron, Gorono by Hausa people, Owe by the Benin people, Mbupabuyo by the Ibibio and Efik people, Oro Apon by Yoruba, Bobo by French, and a pure of by the Deltan people. It is equally known as Dika Sweet Bush Mango, or Dika Ibatri Chocolatier African Mango, Dika Nut White Mango, Dika Bread Tree, etc. According to Ladipo et al. In 1996, the Ogbono genus is made up of 7 species comprising of Avengia Wombolu, Avengia Gabonensis, Avengia Gyarobio, Avengia Essels, Avengia Malariaria, Avengia Gradiofolia, and Avengia Smithii. Unlike the pulp of some other Avengia species, the pulp of Avengia Gabonensis is edible, it is sweet and juicy. Avengia Gabonensis is closely related to Avengia Wombolu. Why Avengia Wombolu bears inedible and bitter fruits? The Avengia Gabonensis, which is the Ogbono, bears edible ones. Avengia Excelsa fruit pulp is hard and inedible, while that of Smithii whole fresh fruit is sweet and edible. The Ogbono tree measures between 15 to 40 meters with slightly buttressed whole bowl. It bears edible mango-like fruits that are highly valued for their nutritious nuts. Ogbono tree is prevalent in the dry and wet tropical zones such as Nigeria, Angola, Uganda, Congo, Cameroon, Ghana, Togo, Benin, etc. Can also be found in Southeast Asia. It can grow in a farmland, semi-deciduous forest, canopied bush or gallery forest. Although this fruit is also referred to as bush mango, yet it is in no way similar with mango fruit at all. Obana tree is distinguished by its compact crown with branchlets that end in a curved narrow stipular sheet. The tree grows upright to approximately 40 meters height and 1 meter in diameter. This usually covers the leaf bud. The leaves are elliptic, slightly ovate, dark green in appearance and measures approximately 5 to 15 by 2.5 to 6 centimeter diameter. Obana leaves bear between 5 to 10 pairs of irregular lateral veins that have the lower ones to protrude out closely to the margin. The slender bisexual flowers are yellow to greenish white in color with some clustered racemes formed above the leaves. Obana fruits are greenish when unripe but change to yellow when ripe. The evergreen crown is dense and spherical in shape. The drupe fruit is distinguished by its fibrous flesh and the nut is woody and contains one seed. So let's look at how you can extract Obana seed from the shells. So what you need to do is to firstly pick the Obana fruits from the ground near the tree, or you can as well pluck it from the tree. Then the fruits are then allowed to decompose for maybe a couple of days. Alternatively, you can peel the pulp and then extract the nuts. The nuts are then cracked open using a hammer. Whatever you want to use, you can use either a knife to break the nuts. The Obana seeds are then extracted from the nuts. The extracted Obana seeds are then dried under the sunlight for a few days. It is important to know that sun drying the Obana seeds helps to preserve the seeds for a long time. So the dried Obana seeds can then be stored in a container and used for even more than once they are dried properly, they can last for 1 year, 2 years. Yeah. So let's look at the benefits of Obana. Several studies have been carried out to ascertain the medicinal, nutritional and other benefits of Obana. According to Anebo et al. In 2003, they agree that the Avenging fruits are utilized both in modern and traditional medicine for treating several diseases. So some benefits of Obana include the edible purposes. So this fruit can be eaten as a fresh fruit. The sweet pulp can be juiced or used for making smoothies, jellies, jam and wine. The seeds can be pressed for vegetable oil or margarine. The dried Obana seeds can be ground and used for preparing Obana soup, stew, carbon chocolate and other car bread. So let's look at the anti-diabetic properties. Diabetes has remained a challenging health condition that has caused the loss of several lives. Gonti et al. In 2005 agreed that Obana seeds are capable of reducing fasting blood sugar level in obese beings. Furthermore, Suleiman et al. In 2015 evaluated the anti-diabetic properties of Obana leaf and bark extracts on Loxan-induced diabetic rats. The study showed that the aqueous extracts of leaf and bark of Obana had more anti-diabetic activity than the ethanol leaf extracts. However, the researchers recommended further studies to determine the toxicity of Obana leaf and bark extracts. So studies also show that African mango suppresses hunger and as such very essential for people that want to minimize their food intake. Reduction of food and caloric intakes help to maintain a healthy weight. Ngozi et al. In 2005 evaluated the efficacy of Obana seeds in the obesity management. This was carried out as a double-blind randomized study using 40 subjects. 28 subjects received Obana 1.05 grams 3 times a day for 1 month, while 12 subjects were on placebo and the same schedule. The obese patients given Obana had a significant decrease in triglycerides, total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, with an increase in HDL cholesterol. However, the placebo group showed no changes in blood lipid components. This suggests that Obana seed is suitable for weight management. So, Okolo et al. In 1995 screened the water and ethanol extracts of the powdered stem bark of Obana to ascertain the analgesic effects of this fruit. The results were further compared with standard analgesic drugs. The study suggests that the water extract has an analgesic effect similar to a narcotic analgesic. The ethanol extract might contain compounds that behave similarly like non-narcotic analgesic agents. The results of this study are the first pharmacological basis that support the traditional use of ogbono as a pain remedy. The bark can be boiled and used for relieving tooth pain. The bark extract can be used for relieving pain. Furthermore, ogbono contains sticky wax, known as mucilage, that is useful for making medicinal tablets. The wax acts as a binding agent during tablet production. Studies reveal that tablets manufactured with bush mango have increased brittleness and reduced tensile strength when compared to gelatin tablets. Studies also show that obese patients given ogbono had a significant decrease in LDL cholesterol, triglycerides, total cholesterol, etc. This suggests that ogbono is suitable for regulating the serum cholesterol levels. The wood can be used as timber for construction purposes such as paving blocks, railway ties, canoes, ship decking, pestles, mortars, boards, and planks. The bark can be decocted and used for treating dysentery and diarrhea. The bark can also be combined together with palm oil for treating diarrhea. Wet et al. In 2007 support that the methanolic extract of ogbono can be used in the treatment of bacterial and fungal infections. The fruit pulp can be used for producing black dye for dyeing cloths. Both the roots and barks also contain tannin, which is suitable for dyeing. Pressed ogbono oil can be used for making cosmetics and soap. The bark can also be used for treating scabby skin. The powdered kernels can be applied on the skin as a cosmetic to make the skin less oily. The fruit and seeds can serve as fodder fed to farmland livestock such as goats, sheep, cow, cattle. The tree offers shade to other growing crops such as maize, cocoa, yam, and coffee. Ogbono trees can be planted for preventing and controlling erosion. The trees can be planted for ornamental and beautification purposes. Being a rich source of dietary fiber, the plants can be eaten to improve bowel. The fruits, can be eaten to improve bowel functioning for preventing constipation. The dietary fiber present in ogbono fruits also aids easy digestion of food, thereby preventing bloating. The powdered kernels can be used as an astringent applied to soothe burns. Powdered kernels astringent can be applied to the skin to reduce bleeding from minor abrasions. The stems of the tree can be used as chewing sticks for cleaning teeth. So let's look at the nutritional values of ogbono. Ogbono fruit is a rich source of potassium, iron, water, energy, protein, carbohydrates, ascorbic acid, sodium, amino acids, dietary fiber, vitamin C, calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus. The seeds contain fatty acids such as stearic acid, oleic acid, palmitic acid, muriatic acid, and lauric acid. Preliminary phytochemical screening of the acquired leaf extract of this fruit shows that it contains flubertonins, saponins, phenols, and tannins. Thank you for listening. Let me just quickly remind you that this post is for enlightenment purposes only and should not be used as a replacement for professional diagnosis and treatments. Remember to always consult your healthcare provider before making any health-related decisions or for counseling, guidance and treatment about a specific medical direction. So for references, visit globalfoodbook.com. I appreciate your time for listening. Thank you.